Dark Streets sits in the shadowy margins of early American cinema, one of those titles that feels more like a rumor passed between historians than a film that once flickered before paying audiences. This is Land of the Lost, Dark Streets. Directed by Frank Lloyd during his prolific silent era period, the picture belongs to a time when crime melodramas were shedding their theatrical roots and learning how to speak the new visual language of the movies. Lloyd, who would later be celebrated for his command of large-scale drama and polished studio craftsmanship, was still honing his instincts here, experimenting with mood, pacing, and the expressive possibilities of urban settings. The film was reportedly steeped in nocturnal atmosphere, its story unfolding in a city defined less by geography than by moral fog. Streets glistened with menace, alleyways seemed to swallow characters whole, and interiors were heavy with shadows that suggested secrets better left unspoken. Like many crime films of the era, Dark Streets appears to have revolved around temptation and consequence, tracing how desperation and desire could pull ordinary people into lives they never intended to lead. The city was not merely a backdrop, but an active force, pressing in on its characters and shaping their choices. Frank Lloyd's direction was said to favor clarity of storytelling over flamboyance. Yet even within that restraint, there were hints of visual ambition. Contemporary descriptions suggest careful staging and an interest in how light could carve figures out of darkness, anticipating the more codified visual grammar of film noir that would emerge decades later. The performances, typical of the period, likely balanced broad emotion with moments of surprising intimacy, capturing faces in close-up as if daring the audience to judge the souls behind them. The disappearance of Dark Streets is not unusual for films of its vintage. Produced in an era when movies were seen as disposable entertainment, it likely fell victim to nitrate decay, neglect, or simple indifference once its commercial life ended. What remains are scattered references, trade paper mentions, and the tantalizing knowledge that another piece of Frank Lloyd's formative years has slipped through history's fingers. Today, Dark Streets survives as an idea more than an object, a reminder of how much early cinema has been lost and how those missing works still shape our understanding of the medium's evolution. In imagining its shadow-filled frames and morally fraught narrative, it is easy to see it as a quiet ancestor to later crime films, standing at the beginning of a long tradition of stories about cities after dark and the people who lose themselves within them.